Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Think we'll get to go to the game tomorrow, Dad?
Depends. We need at least half the day to herd these cattle through the chute and deworm them, then the fence needs fixing, and that tractor.
Let's save half a day and switch our regular range cubes with Safeguard Cattle Dewormer cubes.
Yeah?
Yeah. The cattle eat the Safeguard, and Safeguard kills the worms. Brown stomach worm, Cuperia, all the worms other products could leave behind. In one feeding, too.
So how do you know all this?
It's the information age, Dad. I got it on my smartphone, see?
Huh. Looks like Safeguard will give us a few extra hours in the day.
Maybe Safeguard scores me the keys to drive to the game, huh?
So that's your plan. Okay, smart guy. Drive to the store for those Safeguard cubes first, then we'll see about the game.
Healthy cattle perform better. Add Safeguard. Add pounds. Talk to your local animal health provider or veterinarian about Safeguard Cattle Dewormer from Merck Animal Health today. Or visit SafeguardCattle.com. Consult your veterinarian for assistance in the diagnosis, treatment, and control of parasitism. Always read and follow label directions.
Both hands on the wheel. 10-2.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture making progress in getting the commodity title of the 2014 Farm Bill implemented. It's still going to be months before a deadline will be imposed on which direction you want to go with your federal farm safety net, a PLC or ARC. Starting Monday, September 29th, this coming Monday, farm owners may begin visiting their local Farm Service Agency offices if you want to update your yield history and or reallocate base acres. According to Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack, this will be the first step before choosing which new program best serves their risk management needs.
Well, the first key date here is September 29th, because then folks will be able to make the election relative to reallocating their base acres and their yield history.
Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack, when it came to his question and answer period, we asked him a couple of questions. First of all, about the 2014 crop, confirming that it will receive a payment eventually, and also asked him about when a possible sign-up deadline might be out there somewhere.
Well, first of all, you're correct as far as the 2014 crop is concerned, but payments obviously will be made in October of 2015. So it does cover this year, but the payments will be made in October. We don't have a definitive end date. I think we're going to play this by ear for a little bit to see what crops up in terms of issues with technology, what crops up in terms of questions that folks have or things that we may not have anticipated that we should have. Obviously, we'll be going into 2015, so we're talking about October, November, December, and probably the first several months of 2015 as well.
So springtime 2015 is when probably USDA will throw a deadline out there. According to Secretary Vilsack, he told Sarah Wyant with AgriPulse that bottom line, they don't want farmers to get in that big of a hurry. They want you to make a good choice.
I think they ought to wait until they're very confident in their decision. If there's hesitancy, then obviously they should wait. If they feel that they don't have enough information, they should seek that information. But that's why I don't anticipate a lot of folks making quick decisions about this. And I would say that unless they are very, very confident about that quick decision, it may be wise for them to really think about this, attend these meetings, read up on it, take advantage of the online program, play with different scenarios that they think are realistic and reasonable.
U.S. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack, first step is starting Monday. Farm owners will have the opportunity, the right, to go in and reallocate base acres or update yield history. You've got farm news on Ron.
It's the 17th annual Pollard Farms Production Sale, Saturday, September 27th, 12 noon at the ranch in Waucomas, Oklahoma. Some 148 head will sell as 96 Angus lots. The sale includes donor dams and elite matings, fall yearling heifers, spring heifer calves, fall pairs and heavy breads, also spring pairs and bred females. For more information, call Pollard Farms at 580-1464 or go to the website at pollardfarms.com. That's 580-758-1464 or pollardfarms.com.
That's a check of your agriculture news. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.